My name is Yana Montre. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 28th, and I'm speaking with Kathy Howe, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Huntington Beach, California. What was my mom like growing up?
Your mom was so adorable, so loving, and so kind, and so giving, and she still is even now. She's not afraid to try new things, and she accomplishes a lot when she does them.
How did you and Papa meet?
We met at Calvary Chapel in Santa Ana at the singles group, and it was kind of funny because one of my friends was supposed to be coming, and she was running late, so I kept looking behind me to see where she was. But she never came, but I saw this man back there, and he kept smiling at me, and he had the biggest smile ever. And we started walking around and talking to people after the service was over, and he introduced himself, and he asked me out for pie.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Long Beach. My earliest memories are moving into Garden Grove, where my two brothers and I lived, and then my sister was born. And it was really funny because the boys didn't want another girl, so they said if my mother had another girl, they were going to hang her on the clothesline. But we had some good times there. We had some hard times that taught us good lessons. And it was pretty good. When I was in starting high school, we moved to Huntington Beach, and that's where we stayed.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories, and many, when all the family got together at Christmas at my mom's house in Huntington Beach. And we ate and we had fun, and my mom had just got a new set of china. So we decided to play a joke on her, and we took an old plate and we dropped it. We said, "Oh, Mom, we dropped your china." And the funny thing was, she didn't even get upset about it. But we just had a good time as a family then.
What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
My proudest of is when I first started working at Farmers Insurance, my first real job, and I was scared. But over the years, I advanced more and more and more until I became a litigation adjuster. And after 37 and a half years, I was able to retire and learned a lot during that about overcoming obstacles and helping friends and just being a good worker.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
The most important thing that I would want my great-great-grandchildren and my grandchildren to know is that God is the most wonderful, loving thing ever, and that they should ask Him into His life and serve Him, and He will take care of them all the rest of their lives.